SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SBS Spice.
If you want to watch this interview instead, go to YouTube and search for SBS Spice. Find us on Instagram at SBS Spice and never miss an update.
Is Carrie our Indian competition?
Yes.
Then I forgot the ring. So first she just like book, book, book. And I will never forget that Diwali.
Yeah. Ah!
Happy Diwali, I'm Dilpreet.
And I'm Suhaila.
On this very special episode of SBS Spice, we're celebrating Diwali with the internet's favorite couple, Nick and Carrie.
Guys, since we last saw you, has there been any updates you'd like to share?
Ah! Oh my God!
You're engaged! Yeah!
I did it.
Yeah. According to Instagram comments, finally. Nick bhaiya, when is Carrie Didi becoming a bhabhi? Is all I read on your social.
Finally, she's a bhabhi.
Yeah. But now that people just changed their question, so when is the wedding going to
happen? Yeah. It's always this pressure. Yeah, wedding going to take time. I'm going to take this podcast and just tell them it's going to take a little bit more time.
Yes.
Okay. We can need wait. Some planning. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys. We've got here today some samosas, some barfi, some laddu, some pani puri. And we can't wait to get to know more about how you celebrate Diwali. So nice. Welcome to SBS Spy.
Thank you for having us. It's so good to see you guys again.
Same here.
Yeah. And it's going to be hard for us to answer questions if this is going to be sitting in front of us. Yeah.
Hard for you to answer questions. Yeah. Imagine we were setting up the table just waiting for you guys to come. And we just had to be around the food, just waiting as if, like, you know, we can't eat it. So.
The smell was making us crazy.
Yeah. I can smell the samosa. It's I know.
It's
yum.
Almost like as soon as we walk into the door, it's like...
Starting off today's chat, Carrie, I'd love to start with you. Did you know about Diwali before you met Nick?
No, it's not something that really that I have learned like when I was younger. So it was totally new for me. Mm. How Nick sort of explained me in the first call is almost like, it's kind of like, you know, a New Year celebration sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But we are celebrating the Year of Light instead.
I think the first time I celebrated Diwali was just the puja. Because I was, like, in Australia, like, we don't do firecrackers and stuff.
Yeah.
All we do is, like, you know, wear nice clothes, meet friends, family, and then go out or, like, you know, do puja. Or, like, max you will do is, like, cook nice dishes at home and invite everyone and just, like, celebrate the festival with your friends and family.
Yeah.
So Carrie and me just did, like, this cute, set up the temple in the house and we just did a puja. So I showed her which god we pray on Diwali, what sweets we will generally have on the Diwali and stuff. So I told her a little bit of story behind why did we celebrate it.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it's basically like New Year's or Christmas for us. Like it's the lights and it's where all the families come together and stuff. So I gave her a little brief, but I feel like the point she actually understood what Diwali is when I took her to India to celebrate Diwali.
Oh,
that was a couple of years back. And I think she's the best person to describe how she kind of like...
Yeah, tell us. That.
Oh my God. It's a little overwhelming. I remember like as soon as I land, the smell of like the fireworks, like it was just like burning in the air. And I was like, and then you can hear people like play... Like, they firecracker, like, throughout the day.
And we start, like, a week ago. Like, Diwali is Diwali, but we have Choti Diwali. Then we have, you know, we will start, like, 10 days before Diwali, firecracker.
There are days that you go to buy your plates and days that you go to buy your diyas.
Yes.
And there are shopping days. So the actual Diwali, I think, is the most underwhelming
thing
you've done so much before it.
Yes, that's correct.
It's so different because everyone just, like, out. Like, generally, India is already busy.
Yeah.
But then it's like during that period, it's like extra busy. I remember going to the market. So we actually did the whole thing. Like, so
Diwali vlog.
Yeah. So we bought everything together. We went to the market. So we bought like deli,
We bought those, murtis we put to pray. Then we bought posters, Lakshmi Mata posters. Then I took her to the sweet shops. Then we bought all those. You know, every family celebrate different. So they families will have tradition of buying some, I don't know what you call that, fulia, we said. thing. And then some families will just buy like makhane and stuff. And then we took her to firecracker shop, then fruits and this and that. Yeah. So every shopping, we took her along and we made her bargain because Diwali is all about bargaining.
You have to bargain.
Cheaper, sasta. Bhaiya, kar do na.
Were you good at it?
I don't think so.
They double the price as soon as this year.
Like foreigners.
That's what happens.
The apple would be 300 kilos. Well, no, 600 kilos.
So like, I'm like just hiding in the back. Like I tried. Yeah. But then slowly, I just like hide in the background. I'll let like Nick or like his sister to do the bargaining. Yeah. His sister's really good at it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Beya, nee.
Nee, main agli shop pe ja rahi hoon.
Our bargaining skills are amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
They're full of threats.
Yes.
Yeah. I will walk away. Yeah. Watch me walk away. Bye-bye.
One more turn.
I'm actually walking away.
It's like, and then you'll be thinking and you're like, Bhaiya, palat. Bhaiya, palat. Bhaiya, bula mujhe.
Call me back. But some of them are shameless and they're like, you didn't call me back. Yeah. Like, okay, I think it's gone now.
Now it's gone, like, they don't care.
No. Well, this is a great segue because, Nick, I was going to ask you, how is your Diwali different in Australia from what you do in India? Because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like my love for Diwali might have increased with the distance. Is that the same with you?
Yes. I think I miss that, you know, kind of like connectivity with like, you know, niece, nephews, cousins and stuff. When we used to, you know, get on the rooftop and then light firecrackers. Yeah. And like, I'll give you a little story. We used to live in Delhi at that time. And we will legit like fight with, you know, those rockets. And we will have like bottles like this. And then the end of the street, they will have bottles like this. And then we'll fire like rockets at each other. That was Delhi Diwali.
Oh my God.
So if anybody watching from Delhi.
Yeah, every night is RIP, babe. You know, we might not make it past this night.
Yes. But I think since I started celebrating Diwali, it's more, I think here it's more calm. Here it's more like very personal because you are at home, you're doing your puja or you're going out, you know, at, let's say, Harris Park to have like dinner or like meeting friends and stuff. You said it right. It's more calm here. But I feel like Diwali in India is very chaotic.
Yeah.
In a sense that it's like festival of like 10, 14 days nonstop. Here, like 2 days and then you get back to your usual stuff.
Yeah. So, but Sahila, you were born and raised here, right? Yeah. Like, what's your vibe?
I think it's very family orientated here. Like, you would do your rounds around the suburb of going and visiting each family and, you know, having chai at every spot. By the end of the day, you're just like, oh my God, my stomach hurts. But it's like so worth it because that's like the one time of year where you get to see everyone dressed up, where with the sparklers outside. I always say one of my favorite memories was playing backyard cricket. And it's such like an Aussie fusion with like Desi traditions with Diwali. So it's very wholesome. It's not as chaotic. We don't have fireworks, which is a bit sad.
Yeah.
But it's still very like special to me because you get that, you know, that one chance to be together with everyone. Mm-hmm. And of course, like you're eating a lot of food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot.
A lot. No complaints there, but yeah, definitely love it.
Should we have some food on that note?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Should we start with the mithai?
Yeah, why not?
Nick, what do you choose? Carrie, what do you choose?
Laddu.
Laddu, done.
Moti chur ke laddu. That is... Okay. I had eyes on them for so long.
Do it. We're calling a name.
Okay, let's share it. So you guys take one, we take one.
Okay.
That's how we do it in India. If there's two laddu, we'll kill each other. Yeah. For like, I will take it. I'll take it.
Come on, Saisha.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come in the frame. It's okay. Have a laddu. Everyone, this is Saisha. She's a half Spice Girl for now. Oh. You know we feed each other mithai. Come, I'll feed you.
Thank you.
Yum. This is so good.
It's good?
So good.
Thank you, guys.
Do you want to have one? Oh. Come on. It's okay.
Come on, Rob.
You can have one.
Introduce us to Robina.
So Robina is our... You need to come down, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Robina. She's our EA. She's our, like, family. And she travels with us. She always be with us. She arranges things for us.
So cute.
She's our, like, everything.
We love that.
Where to go.
Yeah. And then she is basically the mastermind me and her, I will take mastermind of preparing the engagement.
Oh, wow. Really?
So, Govina and me have been kind of like, was working on it for a long term.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we had so many challenges and stuff.
And she's also the girl who'd bring you the ring.
Yes. Then I forgot the ring.
He had one job.
I didn't have one job.
Imagine you're like down
no, at the end. I mean.
Yeah. Not Nick in the beginning of this interview going, I did it. Did you, Nick?
I feel like we did.
Thanks, Ravina.
Thank you, Ravina.
I did forget it. Yeah, it was bad.
So going into more about how Diwali is like for you both here in Australia, is there any traditions you've both created together to celebrate Diwali?
I think I carry the traditions from home. So we do diyas, like, first of all. So, okay, no, let's go back. So first of all, it would be outfits. So I think it's been like 3 years. We try to choose outfits for Diwali and we do videos where we get audience to help us choose.
Cute.
And stuff like that. So Gary is very kind of like get excited whenever she has to choose like Indian tradition outfit, because I'll be honest with you, like, she's one of those girls, anything she wear, which is like Indian tradition outfit, looks so good on her.
Yeah. For real. No, I get it. I think anything you put on, like I can imagine you in a sari. I can imagine you in a lehenga. I think you'll pull off everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's most girls, Nick. But move on.
Yeah. Of course. So that's one thing. And then second is like putting all the diyas in the house, doing puja. Last time my dad was here as well. Last time.
Awesome.
So we try to bring my dad most of the time in the Diwali's here, but he's also like a little reluctant because he wants to celebrate Diwali in India with other like everything. He's like, Diwali is good, but it's not the same. So he's always like go towards that.
And then we do Mongoli like
Rangoli.
Rangoli like at the entrance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what we do.
We have been doing this for like 3-4 years now. Nice. And then every year we try to do Diwali. This year we have another plan of like making sweets at home.
Oh, nice.
So we're gonna try doing that. It's gonna, that. It's gonna be fun. Because I remember.
Do any of you bake? Like, is that a
She's
talent?
Really good at baking. Oh?
I won't say that. I mean,
I will say
I
that.
I don't cake mix.
But she hasn't baked like Indian stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She has. Now she can cook like dal and stuff, which is very. So she cooked really good dal.
Carrie, I love.
It is her, like, it is a food group for Dilpreet. Yeah, she just only eats dal.
I can't live without dal rice. Yeah. Like, if I don't have dal rice at any point in the day, I just feel like I haven't eaten.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah.
How's the dal cooking going? Are you nailing it?
Yeah, I mean,
she nailed it.
Yeah, I think I nailed it.
Yeah, she nailed
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah. According to people who have tried it. Yeah.
Is Diwali like a religious festival for you? Because for a lot of people, it's only very like cultural. And I'm wondering if that's something you've noticed as well.
I think it's very cultural. I wouldn't say it's very religious. It's very cultural. Like, in India, every religion celebrates Diwali, to be honest. Like, it's such a big thing.
Yeah.
Same as Holi, as, like,
can't
any big festival.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think for you.
Yeah, I think it's a cultural thing. Like, everyone celebrated, like, I think the only, like, religious part, maybe, like, the puja thing.
Yeah.
People do it differently at the time.
Yeah.
But then, I think just everyone just celebrates. I remember, like, not just celebrate at home. So we will celebrate at home, then we go to someone else's house to celebrate. Mm. So we eat again and then move to another one's house and then we eat again. So like the whole night just like moving around and eating different things and like frying like different firecracker, which is like really fun.
Yeah.
And we dance, I remember. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like we just play music, the whole like family, like just gather together and like we're doing like Indian dance. Really cool.
And the other thing about, you know, the whole process of going from house to house to house is you learn that each house has a different way of showing their love for Diwali, whether it's how they do decorations or the kind of food that they make. So it's like a really beautiful time to learn more about each other's ways of celebrating such a open and welcoming celebration as well.
Yeah. But can I talk about the biggest difference?
Yes.
Is it Pani Puri or Golgappa?
Oh.
You went there.
This is SBS Spice.
I think I say Golgappe.
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 Yes.
It has to be Golgappe.
It has to be Golgappe.
She says Panipuri.
But I think it's more widely accepted to call it Panipuri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Oh, the worst iteration I've ever seen was I went to a Melbourne festival and there was an Indian food truck there and they had golgappe and they had literally written tangy water balls.
Oh, no, please. And I was that's not the right. No. That's not right.
That's the worst
that's
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like golgappe and panipuri is such a North Indian, South India, like, war.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you started in the comments, like, because I did that panipuri versus golgappe.
Oh, you have?
So, Mumbai and
it's panipuri.
It's panipuri, has to be. And then if you go like north, like Punjab and like Golgappe. Delhi, Golgappe. Like,
And then west is like Puchka in Calcutta. They call it Puchka.
Yes.
I think that is my cue to become Golgappe wali. Okay.
There you go, Carrie.
My eyes are like...
Okay. What do you want to start with? Delhi Khatta Meetha or Nepalese flavor?
I think I'll do Delhi Khatta.
Delhi Khatta Meetha? Okay.
Have to be.
Coming up, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, wait. Is this bothering you, Dennis? No?
Okay. He's enjoying
it. We love torturing our children. All right. This was me just going to Harris Park and finding the best sort of flavor.
How good is Harris Park?
It's so good. Thank God
I'm so happy that at least we have something here we can go and like feel like it's a small India.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yum.
Excuse me, look at the detail here.
Yes, okay.
Love
please you guys have gone like full on it, isn't it?
Okay, this is Delhi Khatta Meetha for
Nick
Sharma.
Oh, that's for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm the first one.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrie, which one would you like?
Same.
Okay, then Carrie can have that one.
Yeah, have it.
Thank you.
You know the trick, right?
Yeah. Okay, can we zoom in on Carrie, please? You have to do the whole thing.
Yes. There is...
No, I don't... Okay, I got it.
You have to get whole thing. Yeah.
Well done.
She's a master at this.
Yeah. Good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have trained Carrie. Carrie is half Indian now.
Full Indian.
She's
one of us.
Full Indian, to be honest.
We made it, come on.
Oh yeah, we made golgappes actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they was really, really good.
What?
Yes.
What? I've never made golgappes. Have you made
golgappes? No.
We made golgappes at home. Yeah.
I mean, we've made
Is Carrie our Indian competition?
Yes,
is that what's happening?
Our competition. I think we have to come up to your place next, guys.
I'm lucky, half an Indian.
Yeah.
You're basically full Indian. That's what they said.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Next turn.
Yum.
Delhi Khatta Meetha or Nepalese, babe? What do you want?
Khatta Meetha.
Well done.
That was great ASMR.
Well done. Well done. Oh, you also want Khatta Meetha. Have the Nepalese one. I'll make you one.
She'll finish all of this.
I can make one. I know how to do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's see Carrie's skill.
I'm half an Indian.
Oh, it's so good. It's more tangy.
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, Carrie.
She's a
pro now.
Well
she's
done.
A pro.
Well done.
So going into our next question, many of our audience is actually second generation South Asian Australian, and a lot of them feel a gap between home and culture. How do you think Diwali celebrates belonging and bringing people together?
Diwali is one of those festivals. If you introduce to, you know, any of people who haven't celebrated before, it just opened their eyes to like that this is one of the biggest kind of like festival in India and how like not just India, like Nepal, even like countries next to us now celebrate it just to get the glimpse of it, because it's about like shopping, it's about food, it's about meeting friends, trying new stuff and this and that, right? So I feel like people kind of like take that in, and it's just like making them experience Diwali kind of like bridge that gap.
I think it's really about like bringing people together, no matter, it doesn't matter if you're Indian or not. It's like really just give you a reason to celebrate and like come together, eat some good food, have some fun together. Yeah, I think it's really good, like to connect people together.
Yeah, that's really all there is to it. Like whenever I think of Diwali, it's like I just want to have my close friends and people that I love, or people who've been with me throughout the thick and thin of the year, cook them a great meal, have a nice whiskey, may or may not edit it. And have lots of sweets and just really spoil yourself and spoil people around you. Treat yourself, treat people around you. It's beyond a festival, I think, after a point, right?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's just a week long of forgiveness, I think.
Yeah.
True.
Everyone gets to that point of the night where you're just telling stories about maybe the past year or maybe like little Nick and Carrie, like what you guys were doing, like little embarrassing stories. And I feel like that's a really cherished moment for me, is when I can learn maybe if I haven't seen someone over the past year, like what they've been up to and how they've, you know, been able to be today at my party and celebrate with me. Yeah. That's a really important part of it as well, is like continuing that tradition of being together as well. So it's a really nice time of year.
Yeah, and in the family, like Diwali, like every Diwali, you kind of like reflect back to all the old Diwalis you have celebrated. You're like, oh, do you remember we did that this? Diwali, do you remember? Yeah. So it kind of like take you back. Like when we celebrate still, like every time family comes together. So I had this incident when I was like 7 years old, when I burned my whole hand on Diwali. And it was really bad because my dad was in Air Force, right? And he was not there on Diwali. And my mom was the only one. We was living in this border town in Jaisalmer.
Yeah.
And then my mom called me 5 times before, like, that dinner is ready, come eat. And I was not listening because I was a little kid who was, like, submerged in, like, pencil ka masala taking out and then trying to fire it. And it's not burning. So I'm going, like, why is this not burning? And then when I was like, whoop. Okay. And then all my hand is gone, right?
Yeah.
Like completely, like really bad burn, like burned. And I went in. Now I'm this little Indian guy who is scared of his like mom. Like I'm gonna get beaten, bro. Like
mom told me
3 times. You didn't listen. So I didn't say anything. I went into the toilet. There was a full bucket of water, and I just dipped my hand. And my sister just walked in, and she was like, "What is this smell?" And I go like, "Didi ma namat."
Yeah.
Like see, and she just screamed. Because she saw the hand is like like melted. And then my mom came. She was like, what did you do? And I was like, nothing, nothing. And then she saw and I was like, bang, bang, bang. She didn't say you're wrong.
The real firecrackers.
The real firecrackers. And I go like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And now she's panicking. Now she's like, are you okay? So first she just like, book, book, book. And I will never forget that Diwali.
Yo, why do they do that? They'll slap us and then they'll be like, are you okay? And
I think
then,
that's the love of
and then
of
they'll
that.
Slap us like, you worried me. Ta-ta. Yeah. Why did you do this to me? Who's at the chapel? I think every Indian kid
every
has
Indian
a
kid
horrible in, Diwali story.
Yeah.
When I think I was also 6 or 7, we were living in Himachal in the mountains. And so there was a lot of like new construction happening and there were metal rods everywhere. You know how in Australia everyone is so safe?
Yeah.
Wet floor. We don't care about that. It's like metal rods are just out in the open and, you know, there are no barricades around it. So I was doing my chakli. That was my favorite firecracker, the one that goes.
Chakli.
So I was doing that and I think I freaked out at how wide the circle had become. And I literally, I kid you not, that would have been my last Diwali. There was a metal rod sticking out of one of the houses. And I literally just like my, like my temple.
No.
Temple. Happy I just hit it on the rod. And I could have literally died.
Yeah.
And it was the night of Diwali. All the doctors are shut. And it's like your parents are panicking. It's a stressful night.
Yes,
I'm
for
so
parents.
Stressed right now.
It's a stressful night. Yeah. Because also the kids are so out of control during Diwali.
Yes.
They get really excited, happy and excited. Yeah. And parents just don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
We're alive, Nick.
Yeah, we did.
Good job, guys. You made it here today. We're very happy that you're both here. My Diwali was nothing like that. It was very chill.
We had some crazy Diwali.
Yeah, it's not okay. All right. I think we should get into our rapid fire round shortly.
Ooh.
Should we have a samosa break before that?
Please.
Let's do it.
Samosa.
Let's do it.
There's a so first time Carrie tried samosa, she did it with like
knife and fork.
And then I didn't say anything, but then I filmed it and I posted it.
Yeah. People were saying.
People went nuts. Nick, what kind of Indian are you? How can you let her touch the knife and fork to the samosa? That's an insult. That's not Indian. I go like, sorry, guys.
Oh my God.
I made her eat another one just with the hands.
People take it so
See,
personally.
Guys, apology, guys.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
So today you're okay to just like rip into it and then, okay.
That's
so
how you
got
do samosas.
Two chutneys for the samosas here. Just pass that today.
There you go.
Let's share it. You guys take that?
Do you want to have them?
Yes. Go for it.
I love the.
Oh, yum. Oh my God. I see the kaju.
Yay.
Which one do you want?
Would you say it again?
Crispy side?
That one. I know you like that.
We always have this fight of eating the crispy side.
Oh,
yes.
I love the crispy
guys,
side.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to
Richard,
do this.
Can we have the 2 wooden spoons?
Oh. Yum.
I was going to ask you guys, are you for the filling or do you like The
outside.
Yeah, the outside.
Outside, yeah. Yeah. Crispy part.
Yeah, I love the crispy part.
When I was a kid, I would take all the filling out, and then I'll keep it in the in a ball like this, and then mom will make parathas next day out of that.
Yeah.
So you know Indian moms? Yeah. Indian moms, like, they will make parantha of everything. I have eaten, like...
What's your favorite parantha?
Paneer ka.
Hi.
Aloo and paneer.
Aloo and paneer is a good
thing. And even, like, achar ka parantha. Mom will make, like, mango achar parantha. Oh, my God. Wow. It's the best thing.
Have you ever had gajar ka parantha?
Yes. It's I was about to go. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, dal parantha.
Oh, yes.
Best. It's the best. So next time you make dal, you can store some. So it because it has to be a little bit stale. And the next morning, you can add, like, fresh cut onions to it, a little bit more spice. And then you just actually knead it into the flour. And that's dal parantha. It is...
I told Carrie, it's the best thing.
It's
she had
so
it.
Good.
You had it in India. Chachiji made it for you.
When?
Chandigarh.
Gonna have to go again.
Yum.
Oh, that's
the samosas are so good. Oh, my God.
So I love... Chole Bhature.
Oh, I love Chole Bhature, dude.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's drugs.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
You can't be like Make awake sure after that, huh? Like, I have Chole Bhature and I'm like, this is my day.
Gone.
Don't expect me to do anything after
this. I'm napping. For sure.
Yeah. All right. This is the last section of the chat. We've got three questions each. I'm going to go with Nick first.
Okay.
Diwali rapid fire with Nick and Carrie. Nick, what's your favorite Diwali dance step? Get up and show us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a couple dance step that you always do together? Carrie, do you?
Not really.
No.
But I do a lot of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Do like this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Well done. Well done.
Good job, guys.
Love it. Nick, what's the worst thing about Diwali or your least favorite thing?
I think cleaning and... And putting up with some uncle aunties who ask a lot of questions.
They ask too many.
Yeah, they ask too many. And they go very personal sometimes. Yeah. You'll be like, please, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, we never ask personal questions. No, we don't know what that means. No. We don't relate at all. If you had to gift Carrie one Diwali sweet forever, what would it be?
Kaju Barfi.
Oh, yeah. And why?
She loves it.
Oh,
she loves it. The first time I made her try, she just got addicted to it. Aww. And then now she's like full on, like kaju katli. Only sweet comes to our house is kaju katli.
Yeah, that's sweet. I wish I knew that. We could have gotten some kaju katli.
It's all right. She needs to try new things as well.
What's that called?
Barfi.
Barfi.
I love that too.
This is called barfi.
Barfi is super good.
It's okay, you can have it. I'm eating the rapid fire anyways.
We'll see, we'll see. It's Carrie's turn now. Come on.
All right, this is Rapid Fire with Nick and Carrie. Carrie, what is your favorite part about celebrating Diwali with Nick?
The food. It's just like, we gather. So many
has nothing to do with Nick.
No.
I eat with you. Come on. Yeah. But like, I feel like the greatest things about it is like, cause like so many people around, so we can like order or we can make like a lot of food, so you get to like, you know, have
Choose
a bite
from.
Of everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Aww, that's the cute.
It's also one thing, outfit. Cause like, I love that we can go and try a new outfit and we'll like try to match each other. So I love that part.
That's sweet.
Aww. Every girl loves dress up.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Well, that's a great segue into my next question. What's your favorite Indian outfit to wear?
I would say a lehenga.
Yeah. Lehengas are the best.
Don't you love twirling around in a lehenga?
Yeah. Big. The only problem I have with this with it is like if I have to sit on the floor, it's like
it's stressful.
Like, but it's stressful, but then like I don't know, I feel like lehenga is like just like it just makes you look like a princess.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
And it's easy to wear. Mm-hmm. Like I like sari, but then I just can't do like
get them pre-stitched.
Yeah.
Next time you go to India, get your saris pre-stitched. Nobody has the time to drape a sari. Sorry, auntie. I just get them stitched because they will literally just pre-stitch the drapes for you and then it just becomes a skirt. And then you just put the hook, and then you just put, and it's literally in a minute you're ready in a sari.
Otherwise, I didn't even know that.
Tip. Yeah,
you can
yeah.
do that. Okay.
It's a full family affair otherwise. Because me and my mom just like in tears, like, why is it?
And then some auntie comes like, yeah, you don't know sari.
I know. And it's always a gamble. It might work, it might not work. Yeah. So just get it stitched.
But there's always that one auntie that's like,
yeah. Sure. Yeah.
1 second. The
gangster auntie.
Yeah. All right. Final question for Carrie. If you had to gift Nick one Diwali sweet forever, what would that sweet be?
Yeah. The laddu.
Laddu?
Because I know you love that them the most. Yeah.
Okay, laddu is good as well. I can eat laddu.
What, but what is your anything else? What do you want forever?
Wait, is there something else? It's not laddu?
Okay. It is laddu as well. Like, I can eat anything, to be honest. I'm Indian. I'm like good with every like sweets. But I think kaju katli or gulab jamun. Gulab jamun is my like go-to.
Is that gulab jamun especially more like a dessert? Then.
This is all a dessert.
No, that's an excellent question, Carrie. Yeah. Indian sweets or Indian desserts, I feel like there is a little
Bit of a difference because you can pull out a sweet anywhere and eat it. Yes. But with a gulab jamun, you kind of eat the bowl.
It's too juicy.
I feel like that's very Western, like decorated, that gulab jamun has to be like eaten after the meal.
Like, we
eat it anytime. Like, yeah.
I just feel like it's different because it's it's like a carrot cake that you it's like you need to heat it up and then served.
You just need two drinks to have this conversation.
The rest of the a lot of the sweet can you can just pull it out from the fridge and then, eat it. Yeah. So I don't see we put gulab jamun when we do pujas and stuff. That's why it doesn't.
No, we do. It comes in the mixed mithai, you know, the mixed thing.
It doesn't have a lot of juice. It's more on the drier side. Yes. Yeah, syrup, juice. Yeah.
In my head, they are sweet.
Desi.
Chachni.
Chachni.
I agree with you, Carrie. I think there's like two worlds here.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about before.
Yeah. Our next podcast episode of SBS.
We're exploring
our sweets. Indian sweets than Indian desserts.
Well,
that was Diwali with Nick and Carrie. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thank you for coming.
It was fun.
Yeah. Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali. Happy Diwali to all of you.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.